Hey, it's Ryan Man coming to you with another Broncos Country Blitz. Bringing this one a couple days late. You know, enjoyed the holidays with the fam. Hope you guys all had a great holiday and have had a great holiday season. But unfortunately, we're here to talk about another loss. The Broncos lose on Monday night to the Oakland Raiders, 27-14. Meaningless game for both teams for the most part, other than it could have been Oakland's last game in Oakland, basically. That's still to be worked out. They may be playing in San Diego next year. Who knows, for a year before they move to Vegas. But what a terrible game. The one thing you can say about the Broncos throughout this season with injuries and everything else is at least they were showing up every game. I think we can all agree they quit on Joseph. This was the game they finally quit on Joseph. Just not a lot of effort from a lot of key players. I think the biggest thing that rang to me is after we were able to get our offense going and come to within 10 points, 24-14, all we need is a stop by our defense to get the ball back and possibly continue the comeback, and they can't stop the Raiders. They can't stop them. They go on a long field goal drive, which, yeah, it was a field goal drive, but it sucked up a ton of the clock, and you could see players like Roby just not giving his full effort. There are players on the offense not giving their full effort. A lot of stupid penalties again. You know, regardless of what you think of Keenum, I'm starting to think more and more he won't be around next year as our starting quarterback. But he started to bring us back, and he kind of showed some guts and moxie to kind of keep us in the game. I mean, obviously he fell apart in the fourth quarter. His footwork got terrible. He was rushing passes and everything, you know, trying to bring us back as time kept ticking down. And Phillip Lindsay obviously gave it his all, unfortunately getting injured in the process, and now we'll just have to wait to see more of him next year. Yeah, it's a depleted roster. We don't have much on the receiving core in terms of experience. The young guys will get that as we move into next year. The running backs, I think, are pretty solid. But this year, you know, injuries were going to catch up to us at some point, and the rumblings about Joseph have been going around for weeks, and I think the players have just kind of let it kind of ring true that he's not going to be around next year. And you know, you have to have something. I know these guys get paid a ton of money and all that, but you have to have something to go in and motivate yourself and play for. I still look for a good effort this next week as we close out at home against the Chargers, but not the way anyone wanted to spend Christmas Eve watching the Broncos lose 27-14 to the Oakland Raiders. Like I said, the bright spots were still Lindsay before he got injured. I thought Sutton got more involved, and it started looking a little more like a number one receiver, and I think that'll happen as we come into next year. And then Tim Patrick, I thought, looked pretty good as well. So if we can get everything set next year, I think we have a good young nucleus. We just have to go ahead and get those other pieces in place. I think definitely a different coaching structure will help as well. Whether we keep Keenum, bring in Foles, look at another option. We have to have an offensive-minded coach that also will give the keys to a defensive coordinator to let him run the defense. So don't know who that'll be yet. I know there's been a few names floating out there, but I guess we'll see. So after this, we'll have one more game to go, and then we can kind of start talking off-season. Once again, Week 16, the Broncos on Christmas Eve lose to the Oakland Raiders 27-14. Till next week, this is the Ryan Man with the Broncos Country Blitz.